Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers, last time. Now some pressure, throws it deep, Jordy Nelson, he's got it, inside the 20, a bomb from Rodgers to Nelson, they've got to get up and spike it, 20 seconds, no timeouts, Lane Taylor just trying to come on the field and Rodgers yanked him off, 12 seconds, they get everybody up, they get set, and they stop the clock, unbelievable by Aaron Rodgers, from 32 yards it'll be... Try and win the game for Green Bay. Packers win it.
Some game.
A 60-yard bomb on third down and 11. Rodgers gets the team down to spike it. And Mason Crosby wins it for Green Bay, their fourth in a row.
That was in 2016. We go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And joining us on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, it is the Packers kicker from 2007 all the way to 2022, Mason Crosby. Mason, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it. Sorry I couldn't be on video, just had some family stuff come up, but I can't believe y'all would actually play that clip on Chicago radio. That's a bit surprising.
We've been doing a lot of that stuff lately, and I got to admit, Mason, it's a little bit disturbing. I heard the famous Randall Cobb play in
you know
the play that I'm sure that you guys talk about Randall Cobb a lot differently in the Bears rivalry than we do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this week obviously we've been reliving some of those moments, you know, the good and the bad. I was fortunate enough to be on a few more of the good side for the winning side. But, you know, early on in my career, you know, we lost to the Bears, I think, both games my rookie season. And then I think I might have only lost to them maybe once or twice more the rest of my time there.
Sounds
so,
about right. Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit of a battle, you know. It was always good. You know, that rivalry is special. It's one I appreciated more than the Vikings, more than the Lions. That Bears-Packers rivalry is a special one.
I do appreciate you saying that. I really do. And I think you're being serious about it. And you were around, obviously, for, as Layla said, 07 to 22, 16 years. And it got me thinking, my God, you've seen so much of the Bears organization. You've seen Cutler, Urlacher, Trubisky, Brandon Marshall. Lovie Smith was the coach when you came in. And then it was Mark Trestman. And then it was Matt Nagy. And you were even here for Eberflus. It's pretty amazing the breadth of Bearsness that you have been a part of through the years. Does it feel different right now to you than any of these other regimes that you saw with the Chicago Bears?
You know, whenever you bring in, yeah, it's kind of wild. You name in all those names, and I think back, and it was like I got to play in Chicago enough that, like, I actually knew how to adjust for that game, for that grass there in Chicago.
Wow.
How,
yeah,
you know, thick and that, like, early on in my career, I'd always hit my foot and, like, catch my toe in it because I, you know, kind of had a steeper swing, you know, whenever I went at the ball. And I think that's why Robbie Gould was so good there for so long. He kind of had more of a sweeping motion and was able to avoid that thick turf there in Chicago. So I was there for so long, I got to adjust and learn how to kick in Chicago because I played there so much. But, yeah, talking about this, you know, Ben Johnson, you know, him coming in last year, made a choice to, you know, go at Green Bay, go at Matt LaFleur for his time there at the Lions and the success they had against Green Bay. So this is this is one of those games that has been circled on everyone's schedule, because now it's time to, you know, put up or shut up, right? It's like, you said all those things when you took the job. Now you're going into Lambeau Field, and it's time to see if everything can come to fruition. But I always enjoy this rivalry, and I enjoy it more when both teams are playing well. I think it's better for the NFL. I think it's good for the rivalry in general, and it's going to make some real awesome drama here on Sunday.
Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby joining us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And Mason, it's funny you brought up your rookie season. I mean, that's the last time the Bears won two games in a row against the Packers. So, like, I get it. You're just not used to it, and we're trying to, like, turn the page on the past in such a way. But my question is this. When you say they have this game circled on the calendar, had it gotten to the point where the game wasn't circled on the calendar because there were bigger fish to fry and the Bears just weren't that good? I mean, does it feel like this is different because of that, or does it feel like this is different because the Bears are good?
Well, I don't want to bring it up, but, you know, our old quarterback there, Aaron Rodgers, kind of had the Bears number, and I know he said some things that maybe rubbed some Bears fans the wrong way, some ownership comments, but I think that there was just it was always a big week, and like those 2 weeks in the season when you're playing the Bears. But yeah, the Bears have been down for a while, and I think everyone this year is like, all right, is this legit? Is this Bears team a legitimate contender? Are they a team to be reckoned with? Start 0-2 and now won 9 of the last 10 games. Like, they are legitimate, and they're playing gritty football. It's just different, right? It's like old Bears football, old Packers football, where you're winning tight games. You're finding a way to win late if you need to. So I think that is, from the Packers' perspective, where you got to really take this Bears team seriously now, because they're not just, they're not just like steamrolling people. They're not front runners. They are finding ways to win gritty and grindy. And whenever I was playing there in Green Bay, those were always the teams that I worried about when we were facing a team, because you just didn't know how that game was going to flow. It could get wide open, and you find a way to break it loose, or you have to play 60 minutes and come right down to the wire.
Mason, we talked a lot about the game that ended last season, mercifully, for the Bears, yes, Stopping the 10-game win streak to do it at Lambeau Field, and how maybe for players, it was just closing a book, closing the book on that season. But I feel like for fans, it meant a lot to just at least win at Lambeau at some point. Matt Eberflus never did it. That was Thomas Brown who got that achievement there. But there is something to the fact that this team gets faced again, this time the Bears with a different head coach. And that part of it is I don't know how much it's on the minds of the Packers. The Bears say, that was a different season, but I tend to think that it did at least become a shot in the arm for the Bears. How is that interpreted going into this game, this season, for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, recency bias is a real thing. I mean, you look at it, and it's like the last time they played in Lambeau Field, they were able to win by a field goal. The only reason the Bears didn't sweep the Packers last year was because the Packers blocked a field goal there in Chicago. So these games have a way of just evening out, regardless of records, regardless of how the teams are playing at the time. Like, they tend to have those moments where they go back and forth. I unfortunately posted a picture on Twitter before I came on of a 2014 game at Lambeau where the Bears didn't quite show up, especially in that first half, and we jumped on them pretty good. But I do think that those types of experiences can spur something forward. Like I said, Bears came out this season, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm sure everybody was like, 0-2, here we go again. Ben Johnson has 2 or 3 years to get this thing right. And then he turned it around. So I have expectations that this game on Sunday is going to be one of those. I've been telling fans in Green and Wisconsin, be prepared that at some point you're going to think this game is going in the momentum is going in Bears' favor. Don't get worried. These games have a way of working themselves out. And I do think it's really important for Green Bay to get this win in Lambeau, break that from losing last year, and be able to go into Chicago here in 2 weeks. It's crazy. We play again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And have at least that home win under your belt.
He's talking about the 55-14 game for anybody who
you remembered that one.
We had to bring it up because of the Lions loss, because giving up 52 to the Lions was the most that they had given up since that game. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was also, unless I have this wrong, it was also back-to-back 50 burgers that the Bears were dealing with, and that was the first, I think, or maybe it was the second.
Yeah, no, it was the second. The Patriots. 51-23 was the other one.
Yeah, so that...
And there was a bye week in between.
Yeah, and you're real nice about it, Mason, but you realize that that just uprooted the entire... Everybody got fired after that.
That wasn't... I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay.
Not a good situation, but how... I do want to ask y'all the question, because I'm really interested, and as I have my show coming on here in Wisconsin from 12 to 2, like, how are y'all feeling there in Bears Nation? Like, is there an optimism? Is there, like, a little bit of a cautiously optimistic
vibe? For this game?
High?
I'll tell you what.
For the season, how this team is?
Yeah, the Minnesota game, at least I'm obviously speaking for myself, the win last week, I said Minnesota, I meant the win at Philadelphia last week, Mason, changed everything for me, because we've been pretty realistic about, or at least I have, about the way the Bears have been winning this year up until that point, where there wasn't a lot of legit, it didn't feel like there was a ton of legitimacy to their wins. But the win against Pittsburgh at home, and I know Pittsburgh has their issues, even going on the road to beat Minnesota, where they've had their troubles and it's a divisional game, leading up to what they did against Philadelphia, the Bears have my attention. Now, Mason, you're going to have to tune in later when we actually do our picks. So I will let you know how optimistic I am at that point. But it feels a lot better right now going into this game than it did, say, a month ago. That's the way I look at it.
I just want to know one thing, Mason. What is going on with Micah Parsons? We just heard his comments. Help us understand what is going on with Micah Parsons right now after his recent comments about disrespect, the Bears' rivalry with the Packers, which he has never participated in. What is going on right now?
I don't know. He's obviously jumping fully in. I think there maybe had been some comments across the internet about how this, Bears offensive lineman is just going to, make him look mediocre, and he's not going to have any, be able to do anything against the Bears. But I that's why I love this rivalry, right? He's diving right in. He just got to Green Bay. He's never been a part of, this cross-border rivalry going to Chicago. And so the fact that he's diving right in is what this is all about. I mean, I say this because I do appreciate the rivalry. I think there is this really heated battle that goes on, but there's also a respect factor that is always underlying. I felt like there was always like this moment of like, all right, like we love battling this thing out, but we're gonna face these guys over and over again. And I think there's a respect for the rivalry. But I do appreciate the fact that Micah just got there and he's fired up about playing the Bears and what that means. Because I think sometimes because of the Bears being down a little bit, the Packers having success, consistently over the years, some of that up in Green Bay maybe hasn't been as fiery as it was once. And now with the Bears playing well, I think everybody's eyes are a little bit open. Like, we need to get this rivalry fired up and make sure that we take this thing seriously.
Well, how do you feel, Mason, about Matt LaFleur's comments regarding what Ben Johnson had to say in his opening press conference? That's gotten a lot of traction this week. What do you think about what LaFleur said?
Was it the, I'm not sure I even know who that is, like, type of thing? Is that what he said?
That, yeah. And then also what he kind of has glossed over it in conversation with the media this week as well.
Yeah, you know, that's, I mean, I think that was probably Matt trying to be funny, which doesn't always land, but, you know, he was just trying to probably, you know, bring humor and just kind of, you know, de-escalate any kind of situation. Obviously, he knows who Ben Johnson is. He was offensive coordinator of the Lions for many years and, played against him a lot. So I think he was just trying to defuse the situation. And I think that's, from my time with him there, he does not want to have press clippings. He does not want to have things, you know, going into that locker room where he feels like he's put anything out there that's going to light a fire in some other team. So that's kind of the Green Bay way. Just push things, aside and just, you know, kind of keep plotting along. So that's probably his mindset going into this week.
That is Mason Crosby, the former Packers kicker, the all-time leading scorer, and the first time I have talked to Mason Crosby since 2007 when he was brought back to Georgetown High School to celebrate winning the Super Bowl. I was a photographer, videographer, camerawoman, and reporter for KXAN, so I was at your ceremony that day, the NBC station in Austin.
That is so awesome. Hell, what a small world. That's so great.
The entire school celebrated you that day, and it's a pretty big school.
That's so special. I mean, yes, it's a great place. I love being from Georgetown, Texas, and to think of the journey I've been on, and I got to be on for 16 years in Green Bay is just so amazing. And so I'm so grateful for where I grew up and the support that I still get from my hometown.
And Mason, you can hear from noon to 2 on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, the Mason Crosby Show. Mason, thanks again for joining us.
Awesome. Really appreciate it. And hope we have a good, good back and forth battle this weekend. But, you know, obviously I want those Packers to win.
Thanks,
we
Mason.
Get out of here, Mason. Go on. Get
out of here.
Go on.
Right,
go
appreciate
on.
You.
Thanks, Mason.
Get out of here.
That's Mason Crosby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.